Blog Talk Radio.
Well, truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for tuning in to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I pray that each of you had a blessed day on today, and even a better and blessed weekend. Let us go into prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this day. But most of all, God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for guiding and leading us throughout the day, and most of all, throughout this month. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will move by your spirit, move by your power, but most of all, move by the anointing, because your word declares that the anointing destroys every yoke. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free, just only like you can do it, oh God, because you're great and you're greatly to be praised. And Father God, as we go forth to discuss this topic, God, let it touch someone, oh God. Give them a revelation and just set them free, God, according to your word. And we will be careful to give you the glory and give you the honor in Jesus' majestic name. Amen and amen. I thank each of you for tuning in on today. Once again, I encourage you to email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com for any information regarding the topics, or if there is a specific topic that God has laid on your heart that you want to discuss, or if you want prayer, or if you want to inquire about any of my books or my preaching CDs, you can contact me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com or go to my website, www.faithisthekey47.simplesite. That's SimpleSite.com. And I have a list of products on the website as well. Last week, we had a very powerful subject. We praise God because a gentleman came on and he was discussing some things that he was concerned about, and God just opened up a revelation and gave us an answer. Hallelujah. And he was set free, and he believed and he knew that God has turned it around. Also, I want to encourage you, if you have missed any topics, to go back on the website, www.blogtalk.com, and it's the Power of Prayer. Log on to that. Go back and look and seek the archives. God is doing a great and mighty thing. And if there's anything you missed, go back to the archives and pick out the topics, because we had some very powerful topics that had went for the past 7 years. And I thank and I praise God. And also, if you want to come on the show live, because we do live shows, every show that is done live and to the glory of God, I encourage you to call the number 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. And if you don't want to ask the question, or if you don't want to ask for prayer while we are live, you can also personally inbox me on Facebook or send me an email. Amen. And I thank and I praise God for each of you. And I know God is doing great and mighty things these last past 37 days that is left in the new, in the old year. Praise God. Coming up to the new year, I want you to hold on to the words and to the promises that God has made you. Don't give up, because God is an on-time God. You may not see it, but he's working behind the scenes. Amen. I want you to keep your faith empowered. I want you to keep reading your word, keep praying, keep fasting, keep letting God know, hey, God, I'm here. Whatever you want me to do or whatever you want to do in me, I am your vessel. I am open up to you, God. Just have thine own way. God, have thine own way. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to talk about spiritual solitude on today. And solitude means isolation. That's another word for isolation. We are in the holiday season, and many, many people, including me, have lost loved ones. Or these are the most critical months, according to scientists and the statistics, the holiday period beginning in October on through December. These are the critical months where most people be wanting to isolate themselves, or the enemy try to pull them into a place of depression and oppression and isolate themselves due to the fact that they have lost loved ones, especially if it was unexpected. And also, some people have recently lost loved ones this year or years ago. They are still feeling the effect of it. Family time, and get this, is most stronger around the holidays than any other time they come together. And some people may feel depressed, and some people may want to isolate themselves and don't want to be around people or things and anything else. They just want to be by themselves because they are missing their loved ones. And I'm still dealing with it, and there's some more people that I know that have lost loved ones, not only this year, but like 8 and 9 or 10 years ago. They are still dealing with it. But the key of it on today, we got to recognize when it is a spiritual solitude, meaning that God is calling us away to come to him, versus a solitude, which is isolation from the enemy, but to keep us away from people that can help us on the spiritual level. That's the topic we want to discuss today, to determine which is the good isolation or the good solitude versus what the enemy is trying for to get us to be by ourselves, especially now during the holidays. So I am just encouraging you to call somebody and to let them know to tune in, because this is going to be a very powerful message on today. And also, please call in at 347-324-3622. How you doing, Apostle Lay J?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed on today. I thank you for tuning in on today. I was just sharing with the people, we have to recognize the spiritual solitude that is from God versus the versus the one that is called by the enemy to, you know, isolate us from the people that could help us when we are going through something. And this is the time of year, man of God, when there is people that are going into the depression mode because they have lost family members, or they don't have the finances to do what they need to do during the holiday season. So we just want to focus on is whether or not isolation is called by God or they're called by the devil. So you can open up, man of God.
Woman of God, when I think about that word isolation, I know that when we look at the definition of that, that mm-hmm. is to be alone, to seclude, to go into a place of solitude where it's just you. Not all spiritual solitude is of God, and not all mm-hmm. spiritual solitude is of the enemy as well. If you mm-hmm. really pay attention, in the Word of God, when Jesus went into the wilderness to be by himself, he went yes. into solitude. He went into isolation, and that was for mm-hmm. him to recharge and for him to hear from his Father. Sometimes mm-hmm. God will cause us as a spiritual people to go into mm-hmm. isolation from the world and for those around us so that we may be able to hear him more effectively and so that we may be able to understand his will and his plan for our yes. life. Then there's those who are not spiritual, who think mm-hmm. that God is testing them and causing them to be alone, when actually it's the enemy who is actually doing that in particular. And he's doing that mm-hmm. because if he can get them to their own thoughts and if he can get inside of their head, then he can get them to do whatever he wants to do. So it's very important that you understand the different types of solitude. Some comes from mm-hmm. God and some does definitely not come from God.
Yes, exactly. And man of God, you said something key. We got to recognize which one it is. Now, as the new converts, the new believers, the enemy be working on them, man of God, overtime. And they have a sense of feeling to where, well, I'm just want to be by myself. I don't want for to talk to anybody or anything like this. To me, that is not good. When
no.
you are a new believer, that is not good. Explain to the people why it's not good.
Woman of God, up until a certain point inside mm-hmm. of new converts' lives, they are in
yes.
something I like to call the valley of decision. There's always the enemy
yes.
sitting there waiting for them. Because
mm-hmm.
that's a very sensitive moment where they can either stay where they are or they can either turn around and go back where they came from. So
mm-hmm.
it's very important that when you are a new convert, you don't allow the enemy to cause you to shut up and cause you to
mm-hmm.
deal with people who could actually help you grow stronger in the faith because the enemy's plan, the Bible tells us, is to steal, kill, and destroy. But in order
Is
for him that. To steal, he has to focus in on what he wants. In order for him to kill, he has to isolate it so that he can take out. And in order for him to destroy it, he has to actually sit in it to make sure that nothing about it can live again. So it's very important
mm-hmm.
that you understand that's why it's important, especially as a new convert, that you get around people in the faith. Don't allow the enemy to shut you up because they could be that very well strength you would need so that you don't go back to that shacking situation, so you don't go back to that alcohol situation, so
mm-hmm.
that you don't go back to the clubbing situation. So it's very
yeah.
important that you allow yourself to be around people who are strong in the faith. And even
mm-hmm.
us who are stronger in the faith, we got to be very mindful of how we handle new converts, because in handling them wrong, we could send them back to hell where they came from, or
mm-hmm.
we can bring them out of hell where they can always be out of. We as people who are mature in the faith need to learn when God trusts us with a soul to either mentor them or either to guide them in any way. We need to understand that God is trusting us to get those people to their destiny, and they won't get
mm-hmm.
to their destiny if we are denying them their departure.
Mhm. Yeah, that is so true, because being a new convert, they have things that are just going all through their mind and stuff, wondering or not. They did the right thing and this and that. And I know being a new convert, that's why it is very important, just like you said, you got to keep up with them, because you don't want to lose them back to the world once they came out the world. Man of God, and do you feel like there is not enough spiritual solitude among the believers? That's why it's so much chaos going on now in the ministry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, mm-hmm. woman of God. We're doing a lot of talking, but we're not doing a lot of shutting up. And
yeah.
we're not shutting ourselves up to allow God to deal with us and to refill us again. That's why you hear, it's something my spiritual father used to say that used to tickle me, that makes a whole lot of sense now as a leader. He said there's a bunch of, he used to tell me, woman of God, there's a whole bunch of empty wagons running around doing nothing but making noise. And the reason why they're empty is because they don't take a moment to get filled. I have had my best encounters with God when I went into solitude, into isolation, to get replenished and refilled. Same way with ministers. Same way with prophets, especially prophets. If you always prophesying and talking and you never shutting up, when are you getting refilled? And if you never sit down to get, if you never go into isolation or if you never go into solitude, if once you run out with what he has to say, what are you sending to the people?
That is so true. And man of God, especially the prophet, man of God, I have not heard of people shutting in. You know how we used to just come in for the weekend or come in for a week and just really shut down in the church building. They do not do that anymore. It's just like they is just running and running and running. And just like you asked, after you done ran out, what have you got to put back in? Because you done ran out. And that's when yourself comes in then. You are prophesying from your own emotional standpoint right there. And that's when you have really ran out. I feel in the spiritual realm, isolation is very, very important. But some people have just put it out there on the back burner, thinking, hey, just as long as I read my word and then I just talk to God, I'm fine. But it takes more than that. Man of God, what will you tell the people that are going through during the holiday? And then we have some believers as well that just want to isolate themselves. They just don't want to come around nobody because they may have lost the loved one or something happened. How could you encourage them to come out and to be around people?
Woman of God, I know it's hard losing someone. You know, I know I've lost parents. You know, I've lost grandparents. You know, I know it's extremely hard because the holidays don't feel the same.
Yeah,
without your loved ones there. And I understand that naturally it hurts and it's hard to deal with up to a certain extent. But I want you to understand that it's imperative that you get inside of your mind that if you do not get out and you do not spend time with people and get to know people and come out of that funk, the enemy is going to first cause you to become oppressed. And then after you oppressed, he's going to allow you to become depressed. And that's something that you do not want. I do not believe any of our loved ones would want us sitting around and feeling sorry for them.
Exactly.
I do not think that, you know, in the natural that they would want us doing that on their behalf. And also, it's very important that we understand that when we come out and we mingle and we get to know folks more effectively again, what will happen is it will cause those feelings of mourning and those feelings of loneliness to slowly die because it's a time for everything. is, you know, they got people in the world say all the time, oh, Mom, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to mourn you till I join you. I don't say
yes,
that.
Yes, Lord.
No, I don't say that.
No.
I don't say that. I don't know.
Me neither.
Reason why, and woman of God, you done lost your mama. And I seriously doubt that you gonna mourn your mama to the day you die. And the reason
indeed.
Is because the Bible don't tell us that. The Bible tells us it's the time for everything. Then it tells us with hope that we understand that we're going to see them again. So I don't have to mourn you till I join you, because I'm gonna be with you in paradise.
That's it.
You gotta watch. You gotta watch certain cliches and colloquialisms. You know, when it comes down to stuff like that.
Yes, yes, indeed, man of God. This is very imperative during this year, as we're coming up to the new year, that the leaders get before God and just isolate themselves, because you know some people have these cliches to rhyme with a 2020 is this and 2020 is that, with the cliches and with the rhyming words. This is the season now, and it's very imperative that we get before God to get a real word from God for the people, because this is the time now to, you know, really, 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 really isolate yourself and just let God just completely use you, and to let him, allow him to speak through you for his people, because 2020 is going to be a year for those who really believe God. It's going to be their year, but then God had also said some people are not going to make it, because they are just going on by the feelings, and they're not really praising God and believing God, because it's going to be some things that are going to hit for next year to really attest you. So then this here is the season now. Leaders need to really get before God for their people to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't run on, just like you said, man of God, you can't run on what you want tell the people to make them feel good. It's just a hype right now, because it is seriously just a hype going on right now, because God is really speaking, but then people are not really isolating themselves to really hear God, because it scares me, man of God, because I can go into a service and then I know exactly what's going to happen, point by point. That tells me there is a spirit of formality there, because they're going to know exactly what's going to happen. This here is going to take place. This here is going to take place next. Okay, it's time for something new. It's time for the leaders to come together, and Lord know I've been praying. Somebody needs to do a shut-in. Somebody needs to do a shut-in, an old-fashioned shut-in. And once that you do that, you can hear God clearer. Because really, you can get things out of yourself. And you have other believers wrapped around you to, you know, help you push yourself out and to allow God to come in. So, man of God, give a word to the leaders, because I know you walk in the apostleship and you are a true man of God. Give a word to the leaders, because I know some of them, they are not getting before God like they should for their people.
Mm-hmm.
And then this here is the season where they got to come up now.
Woman of God, what I will tell the people of God is getting before the Lord and laying before the Lord and replenishing so that you may effectively lead people to where they need to go is as important as taking a shower every day. When we take a shower, we wash the dirt of the day off of us. And we allow not only our pores to breathe, but we also cause our body due to the shower to go into relaxation mode. And because of that, we feel clean. And not only do we feel clean, but we also feel relaxed for having taken that shower. Same way when you lay before the Lord. When you lay before the Lord and you ask him to deal with you and to give you instruction on how to deal with his people, you not only feel clean, but you also feel comfortable enough to say what he said, because you know it doesn't come from you. You know why so many leaders fail at mentoring, and so many leaders run into all kinds of grasshoppers, and I call that them grasshopper sons and daughters. They run into that because them grasshoppers, who the enemy is already using, know that you're just a collector, and you're not someone who actually, honestly, always hears from God. But when you hear from God, you hear from God. And when you don't hear from God, that's the opportunity to come in. Reason why, woman God, we have a lot of leaders who actually don't hear from God all the time, but they're filling in the blanks. And now it's time for those fill-in-the-blank mentors to go away. It's time for you to get some deliverance and some understanding, because God is calling you. It's not that you're not called. It's just that you need some correction and you need some solitude with him so that he can actually shape you and mold you what you need to be, because in your mouth, in your belly, in your ministry, in your destiny, you can change a whole generation just by acting right, being right, and sitting right within his will and inside of the realm of the spirit.
Wow, that is so good, man of God. Man of God, our time is well spent, and I just want to encourage everybody to know the difference between the spiritual solitude and you just wanting to get away from people, because you don't want the enemy to trick your mind. So I am encouraging you to get into a spiritual isolation with God, and then I can tell you from firsthand experience, God will minister to your spirit, because during the passing of my mother, my brother and my sister were 6 months apart of their passing. If I did not isolate myself to get with God, I would not be here today, because the devil was trying to mess with my mind. But it's going to take you to get to God. And then, yes, God may send you some people, but then, you know, man of God, everybody do not understand your personal situation. But God, well, I am saying everybody, do not allow the devil to have his way during this season of your life. So I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and I will see each of you, or we will get together again next week. Man of God, I thank you, and you and your family have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen. God
Until
bless.
God bless each of you. Bye-bye, man of God.
Bye-bye.